Where is your hope found? What is hope? It's a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. It's an optimistic state of mind. The glass is half full. I have hope my daughters will obey, clean their rooms, get their homework finished, and get to bed on time. One can always hope. I hope my team will win. I hope it doesn't rain. I hope my test result comes back clear. I hope this plan works. I hope tomorrow will be better than today. We hope for all sorts of things and trust for a good outcome. We trust for something good, but where is that trust rooted? In people? In things? In our own ability and strength? I don't know about you, but those have all let me down. No, my hope is in something greater. I don't know what you're facing, but I know the world we live in. Pain, brokenness, evil, and injustice darkens every part of this planet. Even if your life at the moment seems pretty calm within the walls of your home, still take one scroll through social media or turn on the news for less than 5 minutes and you're hit with it. Horror stories aren't only found in the movies. They're a dark reality of the hidden and often not so hidden world around us. Still, do you have hope? If you answered yes, where is your hope found? Can you confidently answer that question? If you're a believer in Jesus, I really hope you can. The world needs us to know where our help comes from and to not only say we believe it, but to live out our lives in light of that hope we profess. So when the rubber meets the road of life and our journey is marked with pain and suffering or things don't turn out the way we hoped or expected, we worship like Job, saying, "You give and take away. Still, blessed be your name, O God." That's faith. That's hope on full display. It's in the deepest, darkest pit of struggle we may find ourselves in that we must hold fast to the hope we profess. The world is watching us and desperately needs it. Hebrews 10:19. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. In the Old Testament, only the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies, where the presence of God dwelt, because Jesus' death on the cross split the veil that separated us from God. When we put our faith and trust in him, we can boldly pour our pains, troubles, and hurts at his feet and trust him with it all, because he is faithful. Jesus is my living hope. He is my anchor. He is my firm foundation. He is working all things for my good. He will make all things right again. He is on the throne. I don't just talk about hope. I hold fast to it. I believe and rest on the promises of God found all throughout his word, and I have full assurance through faith alone that Jesus is faithful and he is coming again. That's where my hope is found. That's the truth. Hold on to Jesus, and you'll be holding on to hope. I'm Lori Klein.